Blog Talk Radio.
Some music? No, what's up? What's up? What's happening? What's happening? We're coming to you live and direct. I know it's been a minute. We didn't let a lot of people know, but today we just wanted to get back and just talk. So, no music, no nothing.
You done went wrong. We starting off wrong.
We're going to come back. Okay. We'll come back to it. Today it's just me and Gail. We're just going to be wrapping the tape for a little while and just talk and see what's going on, because it's been a while since we've seen each
other. I know. It's been a while since we've kicked it, and everything has gone on. Yeah. We haven't even kicked it since this old man been president.
Oh, since your boy been president.
Since he came over here to start destroying me.
You know what? We'll just dive on into it. No, we haven't talked since, as Larry Wilmore would say, Orange Julius decided to take over.
Orange Julius? That's my
first time. Orange Julius, yeah. ever since Trump took over and really just started tearing shit up. I don't know. What do you think?
Listen, I'm very passionate about this man being horrible. I can't even believe that we are living in this time in our generation. Can you?
No, I mean, because I was talking to my homeboy the other day, and I was just talking like, can you imagine what the history books would say 100 years from now?
I know.
Like, about this time period. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck were these people thinking? They elected Donald Trump. A person with no knowledge of politics, no experience, a semi-successful business. Now, yes, he is a billionaire, but a lot of that had to be
by default.
Yeah.
Shit, because he ain't paying taxes.
That too.
Shit, he a billionaire because he's
Hold on. Okay. Wait with this.
Okay, all right.
Because they might be listening. So. Uh-huh. They might be listening. We don't know.
Okay, let me. Time to go on in.
And you know how he feels about free speech. Things like we're turning into a dictatorship, some
right.
shit like that. So. But no, this dude, you know, well, I guess we'll start from the beginning. Of course, Hillary, she dropped the ball.
Well, let me ask you a question since you mentioned her name. Do you think that people just wasn't ready for a woman president? Do you think that could have been just a little part of it, that the nervousness of that whole evolution?
I think it has something to do with it because, honestly, you know, you being a woman, you know, women tend to be at the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
Even more so a white woman than a black man. That's just how people look at it. But I don't know if it wasn't ready. I think she just fell into that old thing, that same old game of politics, just mm-hmm. she tried to play. And it's you know, it's like football now. You know, everybody don't line up two backs in the backfield and just run straight ahead. You know, they spread you out and they throw the ball around. And Donald Trump was something different. He came with something different.
And he came at a time when, what do you think about this? Social media is so prevalent. And people follow what's bad as opposed to what's positive.
Yeah.
So when he got up there cutting up, calling people little penis, little hands, and all that during the debate, people thought that was exciting.
Yeah. People are idiots anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one time, you know, individuals are smart, people are dumb. And that's just what it is. You get a group of people together, they don't not think for themselves. They just, you know, they go in that mentality of group thing. Yeah. But, Donald Trump knew how to play the game well, especially with social media. Mm-hmm. You had a base that was, they felt alienated. You know, they had to, like, they got to make America great again. I'm trying to figure out which time period they're talking about that was great.
Well, maybe they're comparing just a bunch of third world countries.
I don't know what the hell they doing. The only time I could figure it was probably great was like the 70s. Everybody was loving each other, like literally, and smoking weed, so, and doing ecstasy. So, I mean, that might have been a good
thing. Listen, that's what I wouldn't even make weed legal for it, because we probably all need to smoke weed now.
It would be nice. It really would be nice. I would appreciate that. But the, that dude. We'll just leave it at that, dude. He learned how to play. I honestly didn't think he thought he would win.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at him. He's always stressed out, you know, even though he tries to put on a happy face. He's always stressed out. He's like, you know, oh, shit, what if I got into it? He can't get out of it. He's not going to quit. I hope not. That would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
definitely don't want Mike Pence to take over. So, Yeah, Willie, as we see the Patriots finally getting on the board now. All right, so yeah, as you know, as we both know, as you all know, we're both huge fantasy football fans. So,
right.
Gail was just sitting over here complaining about Aaron Rodgers got hurt too.
That's more of a topic than Donald Trump. Shit, that's hot news.
That is hot. A lot of people upset.
But listen, just really quick about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually waking something up in me that probably wasn't awake, and probably in a lot of Black Americans that wasn't awake, but it just needs to kind of really invest in my community. That's what I think he's done for me. Because somebody to be so blatantly wanting to alienate different groups of people, it just makes you know that we have to be stronger. And I wonder if that's resonating with other African Americans. You know, yesterday was the first time, and I'll just be honest about this, that when I went to go online to buy different things, I started looking for African American retailers,
okay.
African American vendors.
Okay.
Starting after Jay-Z's album and talking about just really empowering and buying our own products. And I'm not for the separation. I really want us all to live together.
Absolutely.
I don't want to, you know, I want to know about all cultures.
Yes.
And I just want to, buy the best product. You know what I'm saying? But because this guy is just like Puerto Rico, how he doesn't care about those people, and they're us. They're Americans. It just shows me he just can't blatantly come out and say he don't like African Americans.
Well, he don't think he likes anybody that's not him.
Right. Or, and listen,
it looks like him.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, I don't really know if this dude is a racist, because he attacked his own party. He attacked anybody who don't agree with him. And he just has an issue.
Yeah.
But it has brought to light the fact that we do need to build our communities up, and we do need to build each other up and really do those kind of things, because you realize, like, you don't have no one else looking out for you but us.
Yeah, he's absolutely narcissistic, but a lot of it has to do. I don't like separation at all either. But at the same time, we do have to realize the buying power that we have,
mm-hmm.
and we need to invest into each other. I mean, you look at how many other communities,
they do it.
You know, they do it. You mm-hmm. know. And we talked about it before on this podcast. It's about, you know, the Irish, the Jews, Germans, all kind of immigrants becoming Italians. If you take it back to the Latinos, the Cubans down in Miami. Even looking at the Mexicans, and, you know, they all stick together and put together, and they work and build from within. So,
that's
it has a lot to do with that. It's not going to say that we just don't like each other like that. It's just a lot of divide, a lot of politics. I mean, because people say slavery was 200 years ago, but when you break it down, 200 years is really not that long ago. Because if you think about it, it was just 50 years ago where everybody other than white men received civil rights.
Right.
You know, that was just 50 years ago.
You know what else, too? It's been that mentality of, because we were lacked so much, I think that mentality just kind of has went through our community.
Yeah.
And it's like every man for themselves.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, just a quick interesting thing about when you were naming all the different cultures. I was in Walmart the other day, and I was in there, and I was looking for some hair vitamins, whatever, and there was an Indian guy in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was in my way. So I was letting him know, you know, excuse me, can you move out of my way? I'm trying to get some hair vitamins. So he's like, well, what are you looking for? So I was telling him. So he stopped me, and he was very hesitant. He was trying to formulate what he wanted to say to me without offending me.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, how much do you invest in your community? And I was like, you know, whatever. You know, I tried to, or, you know, I was just telling him some things about myself. He said, he named the vitamin, and I wrote it down. And he said, when you know your children, your African-American children
mm-hmm.
that are growing up, he was like, start giving them this vitamin. He said it promotes brain function and promotes all this stuff. He said we all share things that help our children so that we can have the strategic educational advance.
Yeah.
And he was like, and people are, I don't want to say this, but in my opinion, people need to pump these things into your culture.
Yeah.
So he told me, and I've let all my nieces and nephews know that have children to buy these vitamins or whatever for their children, because it promotes brain function, just different things to help them boost better and faster. And that stuff we don't do.
Yeah, you're right.
You get what I'm saying? We don't share bestest with each other. you know, even within all of this stuff, it makes me really want to get our community to stay woke. And so that was just something I just wanted to tie in. And, you know, okay. You know, that because that's what they do for one another.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Just don't use the term woke. I hate that.
You think
that
stay woke?
I get it, but it's more of a fashion statement than because you know who is and who is.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. What about we need to wake up?
Well, we're kind of awake. An awakening does need to happen within our community.
Yeah.
And I believe it's slowly coming around, but it's just so frustrating when you see things the way that, you know, and I really didn't want to talk about Trump as much, but I guess we had to.
Well, only because we haven't.
Because we haven't been here, but it's, I was talking to my other homeboys about it. It's just so frustrating that, you know, he goes down to Puerto Rico and he's shooting paper towels at people, you know, like it's a game, trying to crack jokes.
He's trying to mock their accent.
Yeah, I mean, he takes nothing serious, and people just think this shit is okay. Like there's nothing wrong with the way he treats them, the way he advises them, the way he looks at women, the way he looks at minorities, the way he looks at people who aren't making the same money. Look at the people. Look how he treats people in his cabinet, people that he appointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's talking shit about them, firing them left and right. You know, the man is dead.
And then on top of that, this rhetoric with North Korea, what kind of professional? Forget about you being the president.
Yeah.
Just being a professional.
Yeah.
Just being a professional, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and especially with North Korea, it's like, how you get checked by the dictator of North Korea? He literally got checked, and I didn't bring it up to what the dictator said, but basically Kim Jong-il told him, said, either chill out or pull up.
Right.
You know, basically, I'm like, come on, dude, who the hell are you? So, I don't know. This dude is just, and what's incredibly frustrating, like I was saying, is that the people just don't recognize. I think they recognize it. They're just happy with it because that's just what they used to being. That's how they used to seeing things. They used to have a life like that. Like, they could just talk to anybody the way they want to talk to them.
You know, and why isn't the Republicans or Democrats using all these things that he's doing as tools to remove him out of office? Because, you know, even with the situation that happened with the NFL, and I'm not clear on this, and you might be more clear than me because you're really versed in policy and stuff like that, but they were saying that you cannot, as a active president, request a private entity to fire somebody.
Yeah.
That's, like, offensible. And I was reading, like, the offenses, and then they were talking about how they don't want to invoke the 25th Amendment. I'm wondering if people in that cabinet are afraid, because listen to this. Outside of the presidency and him being at work, those are his colleagues.
Yeah.
Those are people he does business with. Those are people that pump money into each other, whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking it has to be some sort of outside type of entanglement that he has with these people that they're afraid to get him out of there.
I mean, that actually makes sense. I mean, and you see, that's why a lot of those NFL owners, they gave a lot of money to him because – that's why they liked it because they knew once he took away from president, I mean, when he got president, he was going to do everything he could to help business.
Right, and make sure they can.
Yeah, that's what they did. And I always tell people about have and have not. It's about the people who have it and people who don't have it. It's less about, it's not that much about pineapple fantasy.
Yeah. Oh.
You never had pineapple fantasy?
No.
I thought you were from the D.
Do they got that in these times?
I hope so.
I never had Santa a day in my life when I was
never had Santa?
Only at Church's Chicken.
Fanta.
See, in Michigan, they have Sago.
Oh, I like that. I don't like Sago coat. I don't know why.
Sago is good.
Sago is good. I do like Sago. Yeah. Pineapple Santa.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the Santa. Pineapple soda. If you're supposed to bring the chicken, I had the pineapple soda. You know, he's going to be real Negro while we watch the football.
No. Okay, I messed that up.
But it's all good. And we only got 10 minutes left. This is a real short one. We just want to get our feet wet today. We're going to start bringing this a little more regularly. Definitely more regularly, not
yes.
A little more.
Yes.
But just to go on just a little bit, like, Trump was on, he was pro-business. And people, you know, we need this country ran like a business. This is not a business.
Right.
You can't run a country like a business because it's not a business. When you start running a country like a business where your sole factor is just for profit, You see what companies do now. You know, they don't care about people. All they care about is the bottom line and about their shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to run it like that, as far as Americans, you know, they're our citizens. The citizens, we are the shareholders. But everybody's not being treated
right,
and it's quite obvious.
And it's just kind of maybe he's running it the way he runs his company. I'm sure his employees aren't treated equal. I'm sure he doesn't consider them. I'm sure they don't have.
No, you know.
And it's unfortunate because you can't, like you said, you can't run it like it's a business because you got to care about people.
Yeah. So I mean, sorry for the break. We watched the Falcons win. Neither of us like the Falcons, for obvious reasons.
Let's not start talking about football because I still don't even understand the J Cup of Miami. But
when you talk football, we only got a few minutes. we'll get back to it. But just to wrap up Trump, and you know, we'll start delving a lot more into it. We still got to talk about. We got to talk about the NFL. We got to talk about the protests. Just so many things.
So many women's protests. You know, did you notice the women were supposed to be going blacking out of Twitter yesterday?
I didn't know that. Why were women blacking out of Twitter?
Because with this race allegation for this Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, they suspended Rose McGowan's account.
Yeah, and so, you know, because she kept, you know, she's outraged because, he, you know, she was claimed to be assaulted or raped by him.
And that's probably why. You see, she has worked in like 10, 15 years.
Right.
Rose McGowan. Yeah.
You know, so
but she hasn't worked since then, and it's quite obvious that, you know, he's right. Well, not he's right, but I'm sorry, let me say that right. It's quite obvious he was able to get along with it for so long because these people, and I hate to say it that way, but they let it happen. Because they want their careers to keep going, which you can't blame people. People mm-hmm. want to eat. People want to be successful.
He's the same way as Trump. He's not assaulting women or raping women, but it's the same level. Listen, you got the power. That was alleged.
I mean,
we had enough people come out that they should have opened up an investigation.
Yeah, but they weren't.
But even with his cabinet, even with the people around him, they probably feel like he don't need this position. Listen, come on now. This is one thing, too. I don't even understand, like, Twitter can't block him or freedom of speech. Yeah.
I mean, they could, but why would they? Because it's
right.
A lot of traffic.
Right,
so,
right.
Nah, yeah.
They'd be like, this is you block.
Yeah.
You're not going to block him. You do.
And
Colin Kaepernick, it's so many things that we haven't.
Kaepernick's still unemployed, so, yeah. I mean, we'll be getting to in the coming weeks. Not sure if we're going to do one next week, but we will definitely do one the week after. We won't go too long. You probably won't hear this until, I think I probably won't drop this until like Tuesday.
Okay.
So just be aware, be around. We're going to come back. We're going to hit you harder. We're going to have a lot better production as we usually have, you know, with our music and everything.
Glad that we got our feet. That
sweat
again because it's been a while.
It's been almost a year. Well, mm-hmm. It's been over a year actually.
Same.
Yeah. It won't happen again because we're both trying to quit our job.
Yes. And we have
something
to talk about. We
have
to talk about Jamil.
Yeah. Well, we got problems. Let's talk about Jamil. Now, you know, a lot of people were talking that I ain't gonna say a lot of people, but it's a certain segment of the population who's upset with ESPN because they've gotten too liberal, which is basically a code word for too black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the, you know, they say they've gotten rid of some of the dissenting opinions, which is not true. They've just gotten rid of people that just weren't popular. And, you know, I hate to say it, but our culture is, you know, you find it obviously a lot more popular than your own because you steal a lot of it.
Listen,
so,
most of it.
Yeah.
Turn on a commercial that don't have some type of catchy rap beat.
Yeah.
Or rap. Mm-hmm. But this is what's so crazy. And you try to put a stop to that.
Yeah.
Had you know, it's so terrible that we have to fight for the things that they end up loving.
Yeah.
That the rest of the world end up loving, right? Mm-hmm. We have all the things that we fight for, once they like embrace it, they're like, okay. All right, this is everything. Because they want to, they did not even want rap to exist.
rock and roll, blues, all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, especially you being a woman, you think about it, they talk about people of women of color so bad, you know, big hips, big ass, big lips,
big
thighs, and all that.
Small waist, big hips, not. Now that's, if you don't have that, you don't even look right.
Yeah. So and now that's all they can do is try to emulate. And when you, like you said, and that brings me to a question. I mean, an outrage of mine that I've been having for years. Partly why I ain't gonna say I don't go to McDonald's, but I just, if there's something else, I go there. I won't go fuck with McDonald's, because if you look at all commercials that involve black people in McDonald's, they're always some type of music, some type of dancing. It's always. Like, you don't get no, like, McDonald has some very clever commercials, but it's always dancing, and there's always some kind of rap going on. It pisses me off, to me.
Well, that's because they think that that's what attracts us.
Exactly.
You know what? But that's why we got to come back here, because of course, me and you are definitely not, like, white people bashing and stuff like that. We're just bringing to light the systematic racism and just how things are set up, you know, at the Target and the target, you know, and that's such a good conversation. Are you targeting us as an audience, or are you just saying that we're stuck in this box?
Yeah.
You know, you know what I'm saying? Are you using it as a marketing tool, or are you saying, like, this is what they're all about? Because I've been watching these financial investment commercials lately, and I've been making, you know, I watch them, like, okay, make sure we in there, too, because we invest our money, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're smart, we're savvy with our money, too, you know, but you know, it's just the way that the media portrays us. And we just have too much to talk about.
Yeah. And we just kind of, we'll get back to Janelle here a lot too. Like I said, you know, I was listening to her and Michael Smith. They talk, you know, they get a lot of letters and shit like that talking about how ESPN has become too liberal. And I've noticed that the word liberal has become a code for black, just like any other thing, like thug was the code for nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what's surprising and shocking is that ESPN suspended her for having an opinion. Now, they tried to hide it under the guise that she said that she was still going to boycott Jerry Jones, but, you know, they broadcast football. So, you know, it's bad for business. Which, hey, I get you on that one. But immediately after she sent her tweet, she said she's not telling you to boycott him. She said if that's what you choose to do, you don't have to just boycott not watching football. There's other ways to do it. You should send somebody who's paid to give an opinion for actually giving an opinion, which is the most shocking thing.
Okay, so here's my question. Could she have given that opinion on the show?
She probably could have.
So let me just say why I have to really do research to this and figure it out, because I was wondering this. This is the same thing with my place of employment, and even I was listening to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeting, is it different than you using your job as a platform and using the code words that they use to get the message across, like we use? I feel a little bit, I was thinking in my mind, could she have been smarter than that? Not smarter, I don't want to say smarter, but more strategic than that, or is she just tired of it and blatantly saying what needs to be said?
I really do think she could have said it on my phone.
Because, listen, when I listen to all them commentators, they go in.
Yeah.
They say what they say, and they don't say it without reading, you know, any remorse. So I was thinking, like, when she said that about Jerry Jones, of course she couldn't say the advertisers this, this, and that on ESPN, because you can't financially do that thing.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking you could have probably said it another way.
Yeah, I absolutely think she probably could have.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you're tweeting, you're just really just going off.
Yeah, you talk about how you feel.
Yeah, so it's a lot of things could have happened. But I don't know. I think it's just unfortunate the way she's been treated, and it's so refreshing to see that talent at ESPN stood up. You know, they're not just Kirk Cousins says, I'm going to lose my next fantasy matchup. But it's just good to see that that the talent, you know, the talent around her peers are standing up for her, because, you know, they know it's the end.
Who was that throwing that ball for us today?
Josh Allen. So, but yeah, that's pretty much going to do it for us. Just going to wrap this up. If I can get this computer, I don't know what's going on, what I did. But I'm pretty sure it's going to, anyway, like I said, we'll be back within. We'll definitely be back within 2 weeks. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. With the right way.
Yeah, the right way. You know, a lot longer than 30 minutes. We usually go for about 45, almost an hour, which is what we like to do.
Awesome, Nathan. You know, we really don't have to pay for the health of the fantasy football people. This is horrible.
It's
not favorable for the girls.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to wrap it up for us.
We got 90 seconds.
So, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I'm glad to see you again. I'm not doing well in fantasy football. I hope to bring my nephew down and play him. Aaron Rodgers, get up off that car.
Yeah, I hope Aaron ain't good. Well, actually, it doesn't matter. I don't have that. It's not going to bother me either way. So
you see how smart he was.
Yeah.
Look at that. My people got 23 points.
You got him on the
bench.
I'm really sad. Anyway, so we're about to get out of here. We appreciate you for listening. We'll be back within. I'll let you definitely follow the Facebook page of Why I'm Right and You're Wrong.
And we are not dropping the ball this year.
No, we're not.
By any means necessary.
Absolutely, because Gail has been on my ass. But
yes,
we'll be back.
We got some good stuff for y'all. We need to get it out here.
Yeah, we'll be back within the next 2 weeks. I guarantee you. I just don't know which day, but we will be back. All right. Anything else?
Nope. Peace out.
I'll look.